So, well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I was saying just as we were all coming on with Lawrence, what you see is what you get. And we, he couldn't even put on airs and graces and it last a whole day. He'd be okay for about 5 minutes and then he would sort of go back into the personality that God had given him. Anyway, it's always fun and laughter in this house, you know, and it's a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I was sharing that Leanne was up yesterday as well. And, Amber, and I was baking cakes with the kids, and then Amber left and Lawrence was talking to Leanne, and then they got into one and they're attacking one another verbally, and it was just hilarious. And she's so much like him in all ways. But on the spiritual level, you know, I've basically given him into God's hands. Like, well, it is. Like, we've been together nearly 40 years. I wouldn't change him for the world, as you all know. And, you know, he does get on my nerves at times. Like, sometimes I wish he was a little bit more cautious with the way he speaks and the things that he says. And, you know, but again, you know, God put him in this place. And that throughout our lives, from the day I met him, remembering that he said to me, God said I was going to marry you. I really thought that that was his pickup line. And if it was, it certainly wasn't working with me. I'd gone through a bit of a rough time and I wasn't even searching for a man, least alone a Lawrence. But he was very loving. His words were very positive. We were very young. I wanted questions about God. I had loads of questions about God. And Lawrence, coming from a Pentecostal background, he knew some of the answers. But sometimes he would say things and I would question it. Even though I had no knowledge at all, I would question it. And together, we went in search. And after 40 years, I can honestly say the last sort of 15 years we've been walking by that spirit has been the best 15 years of my relationship with God, my relationship with Lawrence, my relationship with the family. That, see, it's not about us. I was sat talking with Lawrence earlier. It's not about us, but it's about God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and that God places us, and I truly do believe this, that God places us in the body where it pleases him. Now, throughout those 40 years, we've had people that think that they should be doing what Lawrence is doing. You know, they try to hinder his ministry, try to hinder his walk. But God is the one. God has always made us the head and not the tail. God has always promoted us. Like, I really feel inspired that I should give our life's testimony, not tonight, but I think I should document it for those who know us but don't know all about our life. But you know that where God has taken a huge responsibility in putting his trust in us and we putting our trust in him, and having that relationship with him and just moving. You know, we are not, we don't function because of people. We function because of God. And so when we, you know, we know our scriptures. We read our Bible. We speak in tongues. I can quote scripture, quote references. And all the years I did that, we had fun. We really did have fun. Our house was an open house. People would be there every day of the week. And if you don't believe me, just ask my kids. Every day of the week, something was going on. Monday night was men's night. Tuesday night was fellowship. Wednesday night was ladies' night, study night. Thursday night was fellowship. Friday was just a pure get together. Maybe 30, 40 people in our house playing guitar, singing songs, fellowshipping. Well, Jason knows. Jason was there. Saturdays, we'd open our house again. We'd have barbecues and people would come round and the kids would fellowship together and play. And, you know, and then Sundays was Sunday morning fellowship. And then we would be back up, Brendan, Sunday night for core night. And that's how we lived. And it was, well, at the time, I thought, this is amazing. But where are all those people now? Jason's still with us. But all those families, all those married people that had the kids, where are they now? They're not around. Because they allowed people to influence their walk with God. And you know, this is an individual walk, not about anybody else. It's an individual walk. You are responsible for your walk with God, nobody else. Now, it's great, real great, if we have someone that we can connect to, that we can share our hearts, that they are great encouragers. They don't just agree with us, but they are great encouragers, that they help us stay on the right track. You know, get inspiration, but it's still our own walk. And we are free to move however God inspires you to move. Because if you can't make that decision on your own with God, then how's anybody else going to be able to do it? But see, we give our lives, our free will gives our lives to God. You know, the Bible says that the harvest is plenteous. There's tons of people that sit and listen or cry out to God when they need something. Or maybe things aren't going well, so they cry out to God. Or maybe they just need a little pickup. But the laborers are few. Now, if that's the case, do you class yourself as a laborer? I really did see myself as a laborer all those years, serving people, loving people. You know, I'd see a need and I would encourage Lawrence that we meet that need. We would pray about it. God would work with between us and we would try and get in there and meet the needs of the people. I shared last week about the one young girl that's now gone on to be a barrister in London. Like, that blows my mind that if you knew what had happened to her and the way that she grew up, it is horrifying. But again, we used to encourage her. You can be whatever you want to be. You know, God's always with you, right? Don't listen to the doubters, because the teachers and all that said, oh, she'll be nothing. You know, she'll be a single mom with a couple of kids, you know, in a flat somewhere on the dole. We see, we don't listen to people. We listen to God, and God always gives us encouragement. He always gives us guidance, right? He gives us knowledge and wisdom. He's always there to promote us. When we are the laborers, how much more can we do for God in that capacity? You know, we're going to get knocked. We're going to get fingers pointing. You know, I remember someone said to me once, when you point a finger at someone, you've got three pointing back at yourself. And like, yeah, I put my hand up. I've made mistakes. I'm not perfect. I know Lawrence won't. Lawrence is perfect. But, you know, no. But, you know, we can only go as far as we allow God to take us. We are free. When when Jesus Christ died and he rose again, we have freedom in that spirit in wherein we dwell. Right? You're free in the world. Yes, there are consequences if you break the law. Right? You break the law, you shoot someone, you could go to prison. There's a law. But with God, you're free. Free to be and to do whatever you want to do. But I mentioned to Lawrence today, you know, I don't know why. And I think this is why I was asking him. Quite a few years ago, there was five very strong men of God. And I knew all of them. And I loved all of them. But they all were teaching different things. All saying that this was the thing you had to do. And, you know, when you have five people and they've all come from similar background, but they're all doing different things, who do you listen to? So then we made a decision. We made a decision just to follow one person. Because if I go to church and I'm sharing with the pastor, I'm not going to go to four other churches and share with those pastors too, just to see if I'm getting the right information. We have the responsibility to, and the freedom to connect wherever we want to connect. And if we're doing that with God, from a pure heart, God will put us in the place where we need to be. Then that doesn't allow any confusion. It's not that we're going to the Muslim church, the Pentecostal church, the Baptist church. You know, we're going one place. We're being fed one way. Plus, that person that you're connected to starts to learn about your life and about you and where that, where God's inspiring to lead you and guide you, right? If I needed a psychiatrist, I don't go to 12 of them. I go to one. And it's no different. Like the things in the world sometimes, I shared last week, 75% of moving with God, most of that is common sense. Like you don't wait on the side of the road and say, okay, God, is it okay to cross? No. You just cross the road. You look left, you look right, you cross. Because if you were waiting on God, you could be waiting a long time. Because again, you know, we don't test God in any shape or form. But God's always there when we truly need him. It's like, oh, okay, so I have this fantastic job, God. Do I go to work today? I'll just sit here and wait until you tell me it's okay to go to work. No, we just know. We get up, we go to work. I didn't need God to tell me, but again, I was free whether I went to work or not. So, you know, our first and foremost is our relationship with God. Nobody else is our relationship with God. Like Lawrence has his relationship with God. I have my relationship with God. Lawrence is very hands-on. And I'm more of a, I'm very detailed and practical. And I guess that's why it works with us. You know, God's brought us together. And after 40 years, I don't even really need to speak to him. I know what he's thinking. I know if he's hurting. I know if he's blessed. I know if we are going to be believing for something. Little words that he'll drop every now and again. And I know. But how much more is that better to have that relationship with God? Like that we know what God wants us to do, that we hear from him. Like, you don't have to answer, but how many people truly hear from God? Right? If you want to hear from God, then we speak in tongues much, because God is spirit. He gave us Holy Spirit so that we can communicate with him. You only speak for, say, 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon, 2 minutes before you go to bed. You may not hear so much. I'm not saying you won't. I'm saying you may not hear so much as someone that speaks in tongues 12 hours a day. Because we communicate spirit with spirit. If God is spirit, and we're speaking in tongues, that's spirit. That's great. That's perfect communication. But again, we can pray out loud or we can pray silently in our mind. God always hears us. God knows. And God knows our heart. No matter what anybody else thinks, no matter what anybody else says, God knows our heart. And that is the biggest key of all. No matter what anybody says, like we must have had 20 people here. And they were, this is going back 20 years ago now, and they were all saying, oh, we need a full-time minister. Lawrence, you should be the full-time minister. Oh, we really need it. You know, we've got no one here to lead us. No one here to represent God. So he went full-time. What happened? They all buggered off.
Then,
eh?
Not because of what they said.
No, it wasn't because of what they said. But, you know, they kept saying, oh, we need this, we need this. And when they got it, they all sort of drifted off and went their own separate ways. Why? And I often thought, why? Because they thought they were the one. But see, it's God that promotes us. It's God that puts us in this place. Right? You want to be a laborer? You want to run a fellowship? You want to have people? Then you have to do the same as what we've done. I'll never forget when we left. Remember when we left Brendan's fellowship? We'd taken PFA out and intermediate. We were like, woohoo! So we can run a fellowship. Yeah, you can run a fellowship, he said. And we said, how many people are you giving us? And he went, none. You want to run a fellowship? You go get your own people. He said, and you don't use mine. Go on, begin on your own.
Yeah,
and we began. And within what, 3 months?
Less than that.
We had 50 people.
Less than 3 months.
Less than 3 months, we had 50 people. And again, it comes back to just begin. Now, if you decide to run a fellowship, you make that oath with God, then you better make sure you run it. Choosing your day, choosing your time. And I remember that we used to have no one here. And I used to say, well, nobody's coming tonight. Well, I'm still running fellowship, love. That's what Lawrence used to say to me. I'm still running. I made a vow to God to run a fellowship. And I will run the fellowship. I'll teach the wall. And I think for about 6 weeks, he was teaching the wall.
He was in bed snoring her head off.
I was in bed snoring my head off, but he was faithful to the vow he vowed. I will run the fellowship. Now, maybe something important came up one Tuesday night. No, love. I'm not doing that. I'm running fellowship. But nobody's coming, love. I am running fellowship. Nothing subtracted or took him away from that fellowship on the night and the time that he had agreed to run it with God. And that's commitment, right? If you're running a fellowship and you've vowed that vow to God, you've got your day, you've got your time, you better do it. Why? Because it's a respect. It's a respect for God and a respect for your relationship with him.
Yeah.
Not about people, whether anybody comes or not. That's not the issue. It's the respect. Like, if you have a problem, you're very quick to go to God and ask, oh, God, please help me. I've been there. Oh, God, please help me. So then we have to be faithful to those, the other things, the things that the laborers do. Like, Lawrence's mum's funeral was on a Thursday.
She died on a Thursday. As well.
And she died on a Thursday as well. But he still ran fellowship. And after the funeral, he came straight back here and he ran the fellowship. That's commitment. That's a respect for God and the Lord Jesus Christ. That nothing gets in the way of your relationship and your walk with God. And I don't want to come across as hard, and I don't want to come across as not caring. I really do care. I'm not as sort of overly spiritual as Lawrence, But I do have the practical side of things where, and I know the scripture, like we all do, right? I read my word, I study my word, I ask God to show me things. Because I feel I'm the protector of this house and the protector of Lawrence. And that if he's not blessed, none of us are going to be blessed. So then that makes a real big importance to me. Because if he's not blessed, how is he going to be able to bless others? After 40 years of doing this, guys. And we never had a day off in that respect. Yes, we do have our summer holiday. But even when we go away, Lawrence takes the laptop. He's available to all of you.
And we still do the Zoom fellowship.
And he still does the Zoom fellowship. Like, how many of you would go away on holiday and still do all that? Have your phone open so that people could call you? Like, he's there for you guys. If he can help in any way, he will. If he can encourage in any way, he will. His heart isn't necessarily for you. His heart is for God first. And it's God that leads him and guides him. Like that day when he gave up his job and he said, "That's it, love. I've got to do what God says." We've never looked back.
Yeah, that's
but we've never looked back. God has, over the last 20 years, God has taken care of us. And we haven't known all you people for 20 years. Yeah, we've known Becky. We've known Jason. I've known Danny for 35 years, Amber. But we haven't known the rest of you for over 20 years. 25 years. And God is still taking care of us, guys. He'll always take care of us. Why? Because he placed Lawrence in this position. And Lawrence said to him, "God, if I do your business, then you have to take care of my business." And God is not ever once let us down. Now, these should be great encouraging words because also it says in the word that what he does for one, he'll do for us all. God's no respecter of persons.
Amen.
But you've got to believe, guys. You really got to believe that you've got to know that he's a living God. It's real. This is real life. So when you next sit down and you have your quiet chat with God and you're praying or you're speaking in tongues, ask God to show you. Ask God to show you the things you're unsure of. And it will blow your mind. Because he never once let us down. None of us. He's there in our corner fighting for us. Let's not have any confusion. Let's not have any fears or worries or doubts. You are free. You are free to move. But yes, sometimes there are boundaries. And those boundaries are there for a reason. To keep you safe. So people can't influence, so that people can't make you think evil. That you don't have to live on your fears, your worries, your doubts. I'd rather go to someone that's going to encourage me and lift me up. I share a lot with Amber. She's my best friend. Right? And sometimes she'll agree with me and we'll laugh. And other times she'll put me right. I know I can trust her 100%. Right? That's where you've got to get to in life. Right? Some burdens we can share. Other burdens, they're ours to take care of and to go with God. But isn't it better to have someone that you can share it with, that you trust, is not going to repeat it? Or do you know what? I don't even know half of your conversations that you have with Lawrence. Doesn't share it with me. He may say, "Oh, Kim, we need to pray about this situation." He doesn't go into detail and we'll sit and we'll pray. But he will not divulge his conversations that he's had with people. Because he takes his job very seriously. And he believes that God will inspire him for the greater good, for you guys to get blessed and to be in a wholesome situation and being able to get out there and be a laborer and really move and have your fellowship and have people in your fellowship, and that your life is absolutely blooming, that you are seeing great growth, that you are seeing great prosperity. Right? We all know the word. There's how much studying can we do? Right? We know the word, guys. 20 years of it. Quote in scripture, quote in reference, quote in scripture, quote in reference. You know, reading the Bible inside and out 3 times a year. You know, taking all the classes. And where did it get us? Now, walking by that Spirit, I have a better relationship with my Heavenly Father now than I did when I just sat studying. Yeah, it was a lot of knowledge. But knowledge doesn't always connote action. We sit on that knowledge. Now, there are times when somebody may join your fellowship and they might ask you, well, how many people were crucified with Jesus Christ? Oh, we better start a debate. There was 3. Oh, no. There was 5. Oh, no. No. Then we can really share with them why Jesus Christ died on the cross. It's not about how many was with him. It was the reason. And the reason was that he gave up his life for God. So now we can all have Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's the answer. It's not whether there was 3 or there was 5. It's irrelevant, really. The main purpose, guys. What is the main purpose? Why did Mary get chosen to have Jesus Christ? Doesn't matter. The purpose doesn't matter. The reason doesn't matter. The purpose was that Christ had to be born. And I'm sure a lot of people pointed fingers at her back then and Joseph. But again, the reason doesn't really matter, but the purpose. What is your purpose? Is it to run a fellowship? Is it just to share the word with people? Is it just to sit in someone's fellowship and just get blessed? Because that's fine too. You are free, right? If you don't want to run a fellowship, that's fine. If you just want to come on here on a Thursday or maybe hook up on the leaders meeting, it's fine. You're free. But don't forget, Christ is coming back and we'll all answer to God one day. We will all answer to God. And I just hope by then, and I pray and I believe that I personally see the bigger picture by then. You know, I can't see the length, the depth, the breadth, the height of how great this walk is with God. But I got a little taste of it and I know that I want more. Because he's an awesome God and he loves each and every one of us. And all he wants is the very, very best for us. Just like I want the very, very best for my family, my kids, my grandchildren, you know. And sometimes it costs us something. Let's hope it doesn't cost us that much that we lose out and that we miss the blessings. Because God rains those blessings down on us on a daily basis. Sometimes we just don't acknowledge it because we don't see it. So the most important thing is that we have that relationship with him and that we walk and talk with him, that we continue to be free to move. We're not bound in chains. You don't have big pieces of bungee rope around you that every time you take 2 steps forward, you're pulled 5 steps back. Cut those ties. Cut those senses ties and walk by that Spirit the way that God intended. Bless your heart.